Now let's get into another Old Testament prophecy, Isaiah 53. Combine it with Psalm 22 and look at how these are even more amazing than what we just studied in Daniel 9 as pointing directly to Jesus Christ. You're looking at a picture of the Qumran caves that are in the region of the Dead Sea. If you click on the screen, you have in that region what was discovered were amazing scrolls, over 1,000, almost 1,100 pieces, fragments of scrolls that were found in the caves in jars, and in them was a complete full scroll of the Old Testament book of Isaiah. And what's even more amazing is it dates 125 years before Jesus Christ was even born. Now, if you go ahead and you look, click on the next screen, and we look then at this Isaiah 53 list of prophecies, we go to Isaiah 53. The skeptics charge, is Jesus Isaiah the suffering servant? Is it really him? The answer is yes, because now we have a scroll dated 125 years before Jesus was even born, so the disciples couldn't have added it to the Old Testament. It's word for word, over 95% exactly the same as in our Bibles today. And when you go through Isaiah 53, it lays out the characteristics of the Messiah that you need to look for when he shows up. The first, he won't be from a royal family. He'll be from obscure lineage. The second, he'll be rejected. He won't be a triumphant Messiah that everybody comes to. The third, he's going to be punished for our sins. The fourth, he'll take the punishment without complaining. The fifth, he'll be sinless. He'll be perfect. He won't have committed any sin. The sixth, his sacrifice will be for us. So he wasn't only punished for us, he died for us. But then lastly, he'll triumph by coming back from the grave and being hailed by God the Father as the one worthy of the reign, the kingdom. You have every verse listed on the right from the New Testament that aligns with the Old. The disciples wrote these books, recorded exactly Jesus's life and how what he did, what he accomplished on the cross, fulfills what happened in Isaiah 53. Jesus himself said it for us. In John 5:39, you search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they that testify of me. In other words, he's saying, all right, you have an Old Testament at the time. There was no New Testament when he said this. And you're studying the Old Testament because you think you'll find eternal life when you study it. But actually, the Old Testament is all about me. The amazing chapter, Isaiah chapter 53, the suffering servant who dies for us, for our sins, is perfectly fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ.